time for, but it may not have been.
Well, she's so young, I was just assuming that she had an interim way of getting more, getting a degree.
It must have been around 65 or so that they moved up.
Mm-hmm.
If you were thirsty, you might ask someone for a
glass of water.
Okay. Talking about the word drink, it's a, how much water have you?
Have you had to drink, I guess.
Okay. Invitation that you might give to someone to sit down at the table, what would you say?
I don't know,
what to
say.
Did they just say sit down or have a seat?
Have a seat.
Okay. Passing food to someone at the table, you might say, here. If you're eating and someone passes, offers you something and you don't want it, you might say, no, thank you.
I don't care for them.
Okay.
Which you should not do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You should accept a small portion and try.
That always seems so much more
obvious to me. It's rude to not, I know, but that's what Angie Vanderbilt said. You shouldn't.
That's what I do, and I guess somebody along the line told me to do that, but I always feel guilty because if I take just a tiny bit,
and not eat it,
it's obvious that I don't want it. What about food that's cooked and served a second time after you've already had it once?
Oh, warmed over.
Okay. If steak is very, very, or a piece of meat is very, very tough, you may have to boil it for a long time before you can swallow it.
Okay.
Tomatoes, peas, cucumbers, carrots, these are all what?
Vegetables.
Okay, and they're usually grown in a vegetable
garden.
Okay. What is the stuff they throw at people when they get married?
Rye.
Okay. What about kernels of corn that have been put into lye and made to swell up big and white?
Put into lye.
Well, I mean kernels of corn that swelled up, maybe it's a southern dish.
Is that hominy?
Okay. Well, they usually, when we made our own hominy, we used lye. I don't know what they put it in.
Mm-hmm.
What about the stuff you pour over pancakes in the morning?
Syrup.
And something that's not artificial, you'd say, well, that's not artificial leather, that is what?
Genuine.
Okay. Something that other than butter that you might put on toast in the morning.
Other than butter.
Mm-hmm. You might put on butter and something.
Oh, jelly.
Okay.
Or jam or marmalade.
What's the difference between jam and marmalade?
Well, there's a definite difference that I was just trying to think when I said that.
A marmalade. Part of the questionnaire. There is a difference.
And I heard it. I had always known it, but I heard the definition this week on Split Second television quiz program. Let's see, they're all made from fruit. How did he distinguish between the two? Jam is thicker than jelly, but marmalade has more fruit in it. I think it has larger bits of fruit. Don't you agree?
Preserves comes in here somewhere, too.
Preserves would be...
That must be the same thing as marmalade, because preserves, if you get blackberry preserves, it's got whole blackberries in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and peach preserves has big chunks of peaches. Now, that's what I think of as marmalade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They must be synonymous.
Maybe preserves is just homemade marmalade.
That's probably what it is.
Let's see.
But you mainly just see orange marmalade in the South.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main type.
What a horrible kind of jelly that the Stuckey's places used to sell. Kumquat jelly. What about the center part of the cherry?
The center part of the cherry is the pit.
What about the peach?
Well, that would be the seed.